From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. In June, a group of Arkansas legislators voted to end the state's contract with a hotline for smokers, 1-800-QUIT-NOW. The state health department prevailed on the legislature to reconsider, and last month they did, voting to extend the contract a year. It's worth $1.8 million, and Republican Senator Bart Hester says the money would be better spent on foster care, and he'll push hard to make that a reality in next year's session, as Arkansas Public Media's Bobby Ampazon reports.
The headline in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette June 18th put it perhaps a little too bluntly. State hotline for smokers nears its end. The day before, Republican State Senator Bart Hester of Cave Springs had made a motion not to review the state's contract with National Jewish Health out of Denver, which provides services for 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Even if you've never dialed, you can imagine what this is, right?
Thank you for calling the Arkansas Tobacco Quit Line. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance.
This quit line, as it's called, is more than just talk therapy. Registered users who qualify can get free nicotine replacement therapy. You know, the patch, the gum, the lozenges. These aids are not cheap. Also, quitters get a coach.
Our program is a telephone-based coaching program that works with your individual needs and goals for quitting tobacco.
Senator Hester would point out that that's still awful little return for $1.8 million a year.
At the end of the day, I don't think it's the government's role to be involved whether somebody smokes cigarettes or not. Certainly not our role to spend $1.8 million a year funding, telling adults to stop quitting smoking when we can't fund our foster care system.
So Hester temporarily put a halt on the contract. It was twice extended for a month through legislative allowances, and then, very quietly, with no media coverage, Hester's fellow lawmakers last month reviewed and approved the contract through the end of the fiscal year in June. Last week, Hester said he'd fight hard to end this contract next legislative session.
I think there's a tremendous amount of waste in the tobacco settlement money. I would say there'd be not just something for me, but from other legislators about ways we can more wisely use the funds entrusted to the taxpayers of Arkansas.
What makes this tricky and interesting for budget wonks and public administrators is that $1.8 million for the quit line isn't exactly Arkansas taxpayers' money. It's from the big tobacco settlements that came down in the late 90s. In 2000, Arkansas voters approved an initiated act diverting all that cash to health programming and research by a 64% majority. Just this year, Arkansas was given nearly $50 million in settlement award, of which $1.8 million goes to the hotline to help smokers quit.
When the initiated act was passed, the intention of the people was that the dollars coming from the master settlement agreement, which are from the tobacco companies and being held by the state, should be utilized to pay for a state quit line service.
That's Dr. Gary Wheeler, the health department's chief medical officer. And it's the health department alone that's charged with turning settlement dollars into lower rates of tobacco use. That's written into the act passed by voters in 2000, but Hester vows to change that in the next legislative session.
You know, and I would argue that the people of Arkansas had given us as a legislature the authority to change the Constitution and those acts with, I think it's a two-thirds vote. And it could just be a different way to use that money. Right? Say we use that money to hire more foster care workers, and those foster care workers spend a portion of their time when they meet with parents. You know, they talk about the dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke to children. I mean, you can easily get around it has to be used for smoking cessation. I mean, it's nothing for our family service workers to carry around pamphlets about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
I'm not sure that it makes a lot of sense to target the quit line, which is probably one of the best investments that we have.
Surveys of quitline users suggest that by the 7-month mark, roughly a quarter to a third of those who register said they are still free of tobacco. This is self-reported data, but Wheeler says it's sound. At 33%, pregnant women had the highest success rate. Outside the Capitol this week, smoking state workers were not ready to speak into the microphone about their habits. "We feel ostracized," one man said. A 41-year-old Little Rock woman said she'd used the quit line and would say so as long as we didn't use her name.
It was very, very helpful.
Yeah?
Yes. They provided me with all the necessary tools that I needed, and I was able to have a coach to call and talk to whenever I felt the urge to smoke and needed to work my way through it.
Would you use the 1-800 line again?
Yes, I have within the last 2 years.
Most smokers said they were aware of the hotline, but hadn't tried it. According to the most recent data from the Centers for Disease Control, Arkansas is third in the nation behind only Kentucky and West Virginia in the prevalence of adults and young people who smoke regularly. For Arkansas Public Media, I'm Bobby Ampazon in Little Rock.
A longer version of this story is at arkansaspublicmedia.org. Arkansas Public Media is a statewide reporting project funded in large part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and public radio stations across Arkansas.